B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Rap Party Podcast. It's the Manny Roy and the Rem Morning Show. Producer Nicole is back with us. Let's just make this podcast all about Producer Nicole.
Yes, we have to know everything.
Yes.
I feel like you've gone for 5 days and you've told us nothing.
Yeah.
That's because I wasn't sober for like...
You don't remember?
I definitely blacked out.
Oh my God.
Probably. I mean, all of us did. It's a freaking bachelorette weekend. Definitely Thursday and Friday and
you
Saturday
left
night.
Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I was in Key West by 11:30 a.m.
Did you fly by yourself or did you fly with other people?
I flew with someone.
Okay. So you drink at the Charlotte airport before you get on?
Yes.
Of course she did.
Toast to the weekend?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Drink on the... Actually, no, I didn't drink at the Charlotte airport.
On the flight?
Drank on the flight. Used my own airplane bottles.
Or you brought them on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, you got those past security?
Yeah, 3, 2, 1, man.
Yeah, you just put them in a... Well, I had 8. But I just...
You just have to have them in... 3, 2, 1 is like the sizes you can take in.
Oh.
3 ounces, 2 ounces, 1 ounce, you know.
But the airplane bottles have to be in a 1-quart bag. They have to fit comfortably.
So. And they let you bring those on?
Yeah.
Huh.
I know. I don't think I was supposed to, like, make my own Bloody Mary on the plane, but I did.
Hey. Well, some of us are on a budget, people.
I thought that's the whole point of buying them.
That's what I thought, too. It's called a freaking airplane bottle.
Yeah, because they sell them to the airlines, and the airlines then sell them to the passengers.
But you can buy them in the ABC store.
Work smarter, not harder.
That's because if you have an alcohol problem and you don't feel like downing an eighth of alcohol...
You could just do a shot in
vodka, you could just do a quick...
Hey, our team had the airplane bottles on the course yesterday at the golf tournament.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so then you arrive.
Yeah, I got in trouble... On the flight from Miami to Key West.
For what?
Because it was a small plane and maybe 1/3 full, right? Like there's probably 12 people and it could have fit, I don't know, 60. And
how long is even a flight from Miami to Key West?
27 minutes.
I was about to say.
It's not very long.
So literally, I'm in row 12. And one of my friends that's in the Bachelorette is in row 18. So she texted me and was like, hey, like no one's sitting by me. Like come
this
sit
is
by me.
Before you're taking off.
Yes. So I was like, well, let me wait till the gate closes. And then if no one still sits, doesn't sit next to you, I'll come back there. Gate closes. No one sits next to her. I move my stuff back there. I don't sit down for more than 2 seconds. The lady comes up and goes, where are you from? I said, Raleigh. And she goes, no, where's your seat? I said, oh, right up there in 12. And she goes,
I said, Raleigh.
So then she goes, well, you can go back to 12. And I look, and literally everyone around her, because, I mean, everyone's going to Key West. So everyone was going there for like either they live there or they were going for a vacation. So the people around us were like, boo. Like, and so I was like, wait, seriously? And she goes, yes. So I said, okay.
No explanation
no
why.
Explanation. So I go back there and I sit next, and the girl who was sitting in the window seat goes, did she just make you move back? And I was like, yeah, she did. And she goes, I'm a flight attendant flying home. And she literally just did that because she had a power trip and you didn't ask.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
So I was like, whatever. So literally 30 minutes later, I got off and there's like there's a bar in the Key West airport, which is like super small. And everyone there was like, this one's for you.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took a flight from when I lived in California from Sacramento to Vegas. And this was pre-9/11. And we were on a Southwest flight. And it was like the 10:30 flight on Thursday night.
Southwest, there's not even assigned seats.
No. And like at one point, as we were cruising down the runway, I'm pretty sure my buddy Sorelli was turned around yelling at somebody. Like it was like in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody was throwing stuff. Our flight was delayed like 3 hours. So we all hung out at the bar and we all became friendly with each other. We got on the plane and the flight attendant was trying to do the rules. Again, pre-9/11. And she was like,
I can't even imagine you and a bunch of your boys trying to fly somewhere with people that you've met at the bar. Like this whole flight is a train wreck and I can already see it.
And the flight attendant's like trying to do her thing. And she goes, what do I expect at a 10:30 flight? on a Thursday to a plane full of people going to Vegas, you know, and my buddy's like turned around like this as we're cruising down the runway. He's like, you want a piece? Come get a piece. You know? There was like no rules.
You
and it was
are
a blast.
So delinquent. Ugh.
All right. So I have your notes here, producer Nicole. We'll just bang through them real quickly. Tomorrow, I want to talk about this on the radio, but you could touch on it on the Rap Party podcast. You think women are more disgusting than men?
Oh, my God. They're so gross. I stayed in a house. Now, granted, I've never stayed in a house with 16 dudes, but
oh, Roy, that's a party, huh?
Sign me up.
but there were 16 of us in a house. There were, you know, some rooms with double beds, bunk beds. Some slept on pullouts. But I've never, first off, I've never seen women consume so much food. Like, it was pizza all day, every day. I've never heard so much talk about diarrhea.
Oh my God.
And openly talking about throwing up. Like messy. My room was like super clean. I'd walk into someone else's room like having to tiptoe around things. Like,
and it wasn't one particular girl. It was like all the girls combined.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys remember I went on that bachelorette party weekend with it was Kara's bachelorette party, and I roomed with like two other girls, and I'm like the super clean one. Like, everything stays in my suitcase. It's all folded, whatever. Well, the other two girls, like, I mean, it looked like closets exploded all over the room. And I was drunk one night walking through the room and tripped over somebody's, like, blouse or jeans or something and almost knocked my two front teeth out on the commode.
Oh.
Yeah, I was so mad.
That wasn't because of the clothes around. That was because you were a certain level
Listen,
of drunk.
I would have made it if the clothes weren't there.
So, like, sweetest girls ever, but, like,
messy as hell.
Yeah, I would come back, order, like, four pizzas and 48 wings and would just, like, smash all of them.
Sounds like a great bachelor party, not bachelorette party.
It was great.
Went to a clothing optional bar and you took your top off?
Heck yeah. There's a clothing option. There's a clothing optional bar that we went to a couple times. And
a couple times.
Like, there's just people laying
there's
out.
A lot.
Butt-ass naked. Mm-hmm. Met, like, an old man just, like, hanging out, sitting at the bar.
Naked?
Yeah, but, like, yeah. Oh, full, yeah.
Well, that were the men with their dongs out?
Mm-hmm.
It's QS, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hey Sterling, I know where we're going.
Yeah, I'm going to
next
the new.
As a lesbian woman, were you disgusted by the men and by the?
No, I mean, like, what? Like, to each their own. You know what I'm saying?
I
like,
it's just not your cup of tea.
Yeah, I mean, I think the human body is pretty cool. So, like, what? You know, like, I don't. If I see an old man at a clothing optional bar, I'm not going to like freak out and be like, "Ew, that's you know, like we're at a clothing optional bar."
Where do you carry your money? In your what?
I mean, I wore pants. I didn't take.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where
wear fanny packs. I swear to you, I've been to Key West and I've seen somebody with a fanny pack on and no other clothing.
Yeah, because I thought maybe you were in like a bikini bottom or like a bathing suit.
No, so we just took our tops off, and one of the girls in the party actually got her tits painted. So hold on, I'll show you.
Who went first? Who got undressed first?
I
mean, I have my guesses. It won't matter to anybody.
Was it the bride?
No.
Was it the bride's friend who also works here?
No. Oh. But everyone took their top off at the house, too. I, like, laid down for a second, and I opened my eyes, and everyone has their top off. And I was like, what?
Am I dreaming?
What is this?
Man, you know, that's just so different between guys and girls, because if it's a room full of guys and there's, like, one gay guy, no guy is taking off.
No.
Guys are so insecure,
right.
You know.
I don't want the gay guy judging my junk.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, and, like, also, I mean, I don't, like, we're there celebrating two brides, you know? Like, I don't think anybody was worried. Check out the dude in the creepy dude in the background.
Oh, yeah. Taking a picture. Oh, yeah. How come he's wearing clothes?
He was the body painter.
By the way.
Oh, he was the body painter.
He was the body painter.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he had a job.
So how long are you at the clothing optional bar before the first person takes their clothes off?
don't know. Like, we were all drunk.
That's interesting. You can't even, like, see anything. Like, when
it's
they
good
paint.
Art.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, we'll like, when that. They paint, like, you can't see anything. It looks like they put Band-Aids over her boobs or something.
Yeah. So, the clothing optional bar is called Garden of Eden. And we went there as a bachelor group on one of the nights. But when we got there, there was three of us who got there at 11:30 a.m. on Thursday. Everyone else got there like past 10 o'clock at night. But we went there because it was the closest bar to us on Duval. And so we just went up there and hung out, clothes on, and just watched everyone else do their thing.
Let's talk about the straight guy who tried to kiss you.
Yes.
What about you scream straight, do you think?
Nothing, considering I was wearing, like, shorts longer than him and a shirt baggier than him.
Are you going to try and maybe masculine up your look a little bit more now?
No.
No?
But, like, we were all having so much fun, and we met two other, bachelor parties, like, for dudes, and they were the nicest, most respectful dudes ever. Like, met one of the brides, was like, you know, you're super gorgeous. I bet your husband is super good looking. Like, let me see a picture. You know, like, just being, like, super respectful. We'd buy them drinks. They'd buy us drinks. And we went to this one, like, country bar where everyone's, like, dancing. We're all, like, dancing with one another. And then, like, a slow song came on. So we were, you know, slow dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, I would take the lead and then he would take the lead and I would dip him. He would dip me. Like, you know, just bullshitting around.
And that's the guy that
tried to kiss you? Yeah. And so then we're, like, about to leave. And, I mean, we're all hammered. And I was like, all right, dude, like, we're out of here. We're going here if you guys want to come next. And then, like, he was just saying, oh, we leave. They're from New Orleans. So he was like, we're actually going home in the morning, so we're about to head out. And I was like, all right, dude, well, see you later.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for, you know, a good time, I guess. And so he goes, all right. And I extend my left arm out, like I'm going to give him a side hug. And he hugs me, like, straight on. So I was like, all right, well, now we look awkward. So I have him, like my left arm around him, and he's, like, hugging me. And I'm just kind of, like, doing the chicken, like, putting my head back. And I'm like, all right, man, like, we're out. And so I like, go to pull away, and he's just, like, staring at me. And I'm like, ooh, no, 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 no. And he, like, moves just a little bit closer.
Here.
And so I, like, put my hand, like, on his forehead, and I was like, no, no, grasshopper, bye.
Oh, man, he's like, I love the way you call me dude.
I mean, you think he was telling his friends, he's like, I'm going to close the deal on Nicole. This is the woman of my dreams. She's everything I've wished for in a woman.
Her undercut could be worked on a little bit.
I mean, her basketball shorts and her Jordans. I mean, this is the girl for me. Yeah. Hey, idiot.
Yeah.
Wrong.
I got some lipstick I'd like for her to try.
You're not her type. You're about how many years from when you dated that boy fakely? When was that, in high school?
It wasn't fake. Yeah, high school.
Yeah, okay. Well, you knew you weren't into him.
I liked him a lot. I just didn't want to have sex with him.
Okay. And then the last thing we need to talk about, number 5 on the list of 10, and we won't do all 10, was you threw up.
Yes.
In what?
So, So let's start from square one. We were at a bar, and we had been drinking all day. I was just kind of over it. So I was like, you know what? Postmates, which is like a food delivery service. I was like, that'd be really good right now. So I like leave the group, go to the back of the bar, sit down. I'm looking at the Postmates app, seeing what will deliver to me in less than 30 minutes.
In Key West.
In Key West. And then I find this sushi and hibachi place. And I'm like, okay. Like, because all we had been eating was pizza or Wendy's. Like, that's literally all we had.
And sushi in Florida sounds legit, right?
Yeah.
You're like, the ocean's all around you.
Yeah. So I was like,
gotta
okay,
be fresh.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered sushi and, like, chicken teriyaki to go to the house. So I Irish goodbye'd and met my food at the house.
Irish goodbye is you don't say goodbye to anybody.
Gotcha. Yes. You just ghost.
Yeah. I
like that.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't know that.
We talked about it on the show, people.
My food said it'll be there in 20 minutes. So I like hung out for 10 minutes and then I called my own Uber, took myself home, met my food. And then I was eating it on the couch in my little takeout tray. And then I finished eating and all of a sudden, like a couple people like walked in. And they're like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I don't feel too.
Oh.
And then all the food I just ate went right into my takeout tray.
Oh.
So I closed my takeout tray and just put it in the trash.
That's gross.
Put it back in the fridge.
That's disgusting.
So you think it was bad sushi, or you think it was just because of your...
No, I was hammered.
Okay, you just drank too much.
And I think I ate too fast. So.
Okay. Well, that's a hell of a trip.
It was. It was like a 5-day bender, and I still feel weird.
When's the wedding?
May 2020.
Why was the bachelorette party so early?
So people could recoup the costs and people afford to go to the...
for the wedding? Okay.
Probably. So, like, it was two girls' bachelorette weekends combined. So we did that, and then I think, like, in March or April, the party that I'm in, like, we'll just do, like, our group in, like, Myrtle Beach or something.
Oh, so she's going to have another one.
Yeah.
I'm going to that one.
She's going to have two. That's interesting.
Yeah, a tighter one.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was the tiki bar boat?
It was the most fun
ever. It looks cool.
It was so fun. It was really cool. And we had, like, super good weather for it, so.
It wasn't too choppy.
So and we got to swim.
Does everything on the boat all you can drink?
Well, you...
Or you bring your own?
You bring your own.
Okay.
So you can bring whatever you want and then drink that.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did a boat experience when I went to Puerto Rico once, and it was all you can drink. And you're surprising. Like, you think you just do nothing but drink, but you also want to, like, I don't know, snorkel and, like, have a lot... You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
Experience things.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.